Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is indeed a Football Friday here on Sports Radio 610, and the Football Friday fun continues on when we are off the air at 2. With the fellows of the drive, they'll be out at Raven Tower near Northside. It is, so make sure you go out and see those fine fellas out there having a good time gearing up for Texans Chiefs, as we all are here on this Football Friday. Appreciation of Academy Sports and Outdoors and Tomball Ford for doing that. But I dig into the numbers of these things. Mm-hmm. I allow my anxiety to drive me in looking at various different stats and figures and tendencies of teams going into these games. And I kind of am looking at a stack of them, and I kind of need your help, Lopez. I kind of need your help, Fig. I kind of need your help, listener, to tell me whether these are something, nothing, or everything.
I will play.
Is that fine, fair?
I will play.
Okay. You know what? Just to get us in the field of things, Kamari Lassiter foot injury, something, nothing, everything.
Something. Just because he was on the side today. I feel like he's one of those guys that you just feel is always going to play if he has, you know, any chance whatsoever. The whole Shaq mentality, if you can walk, you can run, et cetera. But it's not nothing. It is going to affect how they play.
Yeah, I'm going to say something, too, and maybe this is a little PTSD. I'm kind of getting that with foot injuries around here, mm-hmm. where you kind of see a foot injury, just like, yeah. And then next thing you know is like, oh, out for the season. Mm-hmm. Tim Settle just had
We didn't really even know.
Yeah,
it just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's probably not anything, to be honest, mm-hmm. but to me, in my brain, it's something.
Oh, yeah.
Just because of the history.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so we got a feel for it. I see mm-hmm. you on the YouTube page, something. I would tend to agree. I think that is something. It's something, but it's closer to nothing for me. However, that's neither here nor there. All right, the Texans have used a lot of zone, 12th highest rate, which, mm-hmm. you know, is not entirely the highest, but a lot of zone this year. When you're looking at Patrick Mahomes, they have been much more effective against zone coverage this season, generating the third most yards per attempt and completing 70% of his passes against zone. Overall, mind you, his yardage total, which is just under 2,400 mm-hmm. against the zone, second most in the league.
Oof.
Something, nothing, or everything.
I might go everything on this simply because of what we just talked about with Lassiter in the secondary and new faces perhaps or being affected physically. And then 70% doesn't lie. 2,400 yards doesn't lie. And, you know, you've got a zone killer in Travis Kelce. You know, I think it's everything in this game.
Yeah, and what's interesting is he's only averaged about five yards an attempt, which is the fifth fewest against man. This is a team that has mm-hmm. the capability of playing some man. I think they are more inclined towards zone in those instances.
What do you think on this?
I've been trying to.
I think it's everything.
You think it's everything?
If Texans go man, I think they'll have more success by the numbers alone, but then again, you have an injured secondary, and when for him to have that kind of success against the zone, which Texans do a lot, as you mentioned, I think that could be a sort of one of the big determining factors.
Right. Yeah. Are you going to have Patrick Mahomes able to just kind of continually find people to get the ball to?
Yeah.
Especially because I imagine they're going to be trying to get the ball out quick, and this still feels like it ties in very nicely. In fact, can you give me Matt Burke talking about this on defense? Ties in very nicely with the biggest relationship that the Chiefs have on their offensive side, which is Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce is so good at filling out the space in zone. And this was Matt Burke talking about that relationship that they have.
That's a very unique relationship. And I think when you talk about the off-schedule plays and the scramble drill and those sort of things, like, I don't know how to, like, sort of classify it. It's just different and it's unique because, like sometimes you can't even tell what routes that are being run. You know what I mean? And so, like, when you're breaking games down, you're saying, oh, they run these routes and these concepts, like, And Kelsey's got such an innate ability to uncover and get open, and to have that paired up with a quarterback that can find them and understand where those pockets are going to be is like very, very unique. You know what I mean? Like, it's just I don't think there's anyone else in the league that operates the way they do when that happens, when the play gets going and play breaks down. Like, the receiver's ability, particularly Kelce, to find the spots, and then the fact that Mahomes can find those throws and know where they're going to be, like, it's just it's hard in terms of how you're trying to, like, get attached and get on guys because they're just not, like, in the common spots, and how they have that connection to say, like, I know he's going to be there and I can make that throw, or I know this is where it's going to show up or where this receiver's going to be. Like, we got to really work to get attached when we're in those situations, for sure.
I thought that was great. That's about as transparent as you can get from a defensive coordinator. But I also thought this, you don't know because I'm not sure they know.
What routes they're running at those times?
I'm not sure when the ball is snapped. You know, the old wink of an eye or some hand gesture, maybe sometimes they do that. I think sometimes, Reggie, they just like, all right, do your thing, I'll do mine. You know, I don't think they have a real idea sometimes.
And it's one of those things that's evident when you think about it, but I just didn't think about it very frequently, which is, you know, that's got to be hell for a defense coordinator. Not just, you know, that they're good at finding each other, but you go, is that something that was designed or did they just pull that out their keisters?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that. And I see a couple of people mentioning that Seth has talked about this being like more of a matchup type zone. And for that, I think it's something, but I don't think it's everything. Cause some of this is also Patrick Mahomes just tends to be good at getting these guys the football in general. But the pressure that he's under is going to try and make the diamonds in this four-year Texans defense. But it's going to be something that I'm very interested in watching in this game. Another thing is, how have you felt about the Texans tackling? Because technically, on the per Next Gen Stats, they've recorded the second highest missed tackle rate in the league this year. But teams haven't even gained that many yards off of missed tackles because of the nature of them swarming.
Yeah.
However, you know, this is a Chiefs team that you really got to make sure that you stick to. And you can't allow them to, you know, use the Patrick Mahomes magic to wriggle out of moments.
Yeah.
A la the third and longs that we've seen a ton of times. Is this something, nothing, or everything?
Which is clearly something, simply because, you know, that's a high rate of missed tackles. But every missed tackle has a story, to paraphrase Brock Osweiler. If you're missing tackles on the line of scrimmage, the swarm is there. We've seen it repeatedly. Very recently, we've seen it. You're missing tackles in the secondary, that's an entirely different story. You miss a tackle in the secondary, and they've been very good at that. I wish we could see the numbers broken down from, you know, defensive backs versus linebackers and tackles. Because it seems to me like when we talk about missed tackling, a lot of times it's on runs. You know, like linebackers, et cetera. And then the swarm is there, and it doesn't really hurt you that much.
Sure.
You know, but if you miss, I think the secondary has been pretty strong, and this is just eyeball test. And you start missing them out there, and then it becomes a different story.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want another audio assist on this
one? Of course.
I kind of like the pop of that. Yeah. I would like to go back to Matt Burke, because Matt Burke was asked about something that I had not kept in mind, but I probably should have again. This is the first time that Jalen Petrie over the last couple of seasons has to play with the Chiefs. This is Matt Burke, rather, defensive coordinator of the team, talking about having Jalen Petrie back in the tow for this game.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good player, obviously, for us. So it's obviously good to have good players back for us and playing. So, yeah, I think just that core sort of underneath defenders for us, the linebacker level, Petrie, and the safety level, like, that's where a lot of that stuff's happening. I mean, our corners are our corners and whatnot. But I think having a guy with his speed and tackling ability, because again, a lot of it's going to be tackling in space and those sort of things, that's that hopefully is a huge benefit for us.
Something, nothing, everything, having Jalen Petrie in this game.
Oh, I think it's I think it's everything. Just even though, you know, he had missed tackles early in his career, and I think that reputation is still kind of there. He's been much better in terms of tackling, you know, since then, more recently.
Season long, he still has a high, like he leads the team on missed tackles, which is the eighth most for all defenders even. Mm-hmm. But I think you're right. I think that this has kind of tempered down, and some of it is also, you know, he missed games with with the injury, but coming back last game, he looked fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think that he's going to matter. I think this is everything. I think having him in tow, especially where you looked at last year, tight ends beating you, and I know that people don't feel great about his coverage capabilities, but what was your substitution last year in that slot? I think that it's going to be good having guys in the place that they're comfortable in, especially also when we talk about blitzing, when they do decide to blitz Patrick Mahomes. That's going to be a key asset in Jalen Petrie. I think he's huge in this game, having him available.
Especially because Lassiter has been known to blitz. And so you know now you have another weapon at least.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's at least get this one in here. The Chiefs defense that you're facing off against, not nearly the same level of defense as it has been the last couple of years. We've talked about that. They've been susceptible to play action this season. They've allowed a league-high 77% completion percentage on play action. CJ Stroud in this offense, I guess season long, hasn't used a lot of play action. It feels like it's taken up in my note taking when I've seen it. The idea that this defense real susceptible to play action, something, nothing, or everything.
Oh, I think it's something. I think it's absolutely something. Just because you're right, and this is another eyeball test. Not digging into the numbers. I've seen that a lot, and that's one of the reasons that they're going to run the ball no matter what. And D'Amico talked about that this week. Just run the ball. We know that that's what they are and that's what they're going to do. And the play action off of that, even if you just get 2 yards, you know, second and eight, they're going to have to trust, you know, the play action. They're going to have to respect the run possibility there.
I think it's everything.
Really?
In fact, because you got one thing you got to remember. When you're looking at defenses, a Steve Spagnuolo defense is trying to disguise things all the damn time.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you can do things that then shifts some of the burden back onto them, when it comes to discipline and the things of that nature, I think that's huge. And or even something that as simple as, you know, creating some level of discord in what they do, making it tough on them in the chess match, I think that's huge. And I think that this is one of those weapons, in addition to utilizing motion to help uncover some of the disguises that they're putting
could
in
be.
There.
It could absolutely but, be.
Yeah, putting a lot of effort, a lot of strain on Leo Chenal and the other guys in that that second level of the defense with some play action, huge, hugely important. I think in this game, I think this is everything.
I think that's what they want. They definitely want to be able to utilize that.
Yeah. So, all right, a little bit of something, nothing, or everything. Oh, and real quick, I think this one could be real quick because I mentioned this to you. Did I mention it on air or maybe off air? I can't even remember. CJ Stroud hasn't thrown a touchdown pass in each of his last two starts.
You mentioned it briefly yesterday on air, and I was actually surprised. I just seemed to remember one because it's not everything.
Are you just remembering Davis throwing touchdowns?
I guess I was. It's not everything, but of course it's something. I mean, and it's something to him. You know, it's something that he wants to get back on track with.
This is as close as – it's something. Mm-hmm. But I think this is as close as I can get to as saying that it's nothing as I think things that we've thrown up here, because it feels like they found a little bit more innovation in – and that's all relative, obviously – in the red zone with running the football. Like it might be that this is becoming a little bit more of a we can get in the end zone by running the football – type of team. It can't be the end all be all, and I think you definitely need CJ Stroud to throw, but I'm not as concerned about this as I thought I would be going into this game. One, because I don't really rate the Chiefs defense right now in stopping the run, but particularly because it feels like they've had a little bit more innovation in getting out to the outside and letting Woody Marks or Nico Collins get out there and score a touchdown.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it clearly could be a case where, first of all, they're going to continue to run the ball. They're going to continue to try to run the ball no matter what. So that lends itself to play action.
And a fair point also from the 8-3-2. He probably should have had a touchdown throw if Nico Collins manages to get his body weight directed properly and doesn't step out of bounds on that play, the deep over where he just kind of can't corral himself, where he had the room to turn the corner, interestingly enough.
Yeah.
So fair enough. Fair play to the 8-3-2. Something. This is definitely something. Definitely not nothing. Let's turn to the phone line where I'm hearing that we got a Dom in New Jersey who wants to get us hyped for the
game.
Oh,
we need a fix.
Dom, what's happening, my man?
Boys, It's fire me up, Football Friday. Let's go. Texans fans, our time is now. This time it's different. Arrowhead has been a house of horrors for us. Let's walk into that dump this Sunday night and exercise those demons. I don't care who's banged up, who won't be out there with us. I believe in this system. I believe in this coaching staff. And most of all, I believe in this team. And it starts with you, Seven. This is your time to prove to everyone that you're still that dude. Again, the word is belief. I believe in you. The city of Houston believes in you. Defense, I need you swarming your you-know-what's off all night long. Play fast. Play physical as hell like you always do. Hit them in the mouth from the jump. Let them know Houston has arrived. And finally, gentlemen, we've been in this spot before. We've received love from the national media, and we never prove ourselves. This time, it's different. Let's double down on all the national media attention we've been getting. Let's show them we're for real. It's all right in front of us. Let's effing go, Texans, baby.
There you go.
All right, Dom.
There you go.
All right, Dom.
Dom's call, something, nothing, or everything.
It's everything.
Let's go.
Absolutely everything. And it does speak to, you know, what we talked about, another primetime game. Another primetime game. Last time you were on primetime, you sacked Josh Allen 8 times.
Sure did.
You do the same thing or have a same type of successful performance against the Chiefs, it's not going to be like, yeah, but the Texans this. No, I think they'll be all in.
Super excited for this game. Yeah. 7:20 on Sunday. It is that island game that we talk about. Sunday night. 4:20 is when pregame starts with nice. Sean and Seth. Yeah, it is indeed nice. I'm sure that you'll be blazing it. and we'll get all the information and get you ready right here on your home of the Houston Texans, Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us in the loop on this Football Friday. Coming up next, let's do our lunchtime confessions. We'll do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This wasn't my regularly scheduled confession, but I hate FIFA so much, and I love soccer. I just hate FIFA so much.
You're not the only one.
More so than you can talk about all these commissioners of this league or this and that. It is the, by the way, FIFA is the international governing body, for those who don't know, of soccer.
Footy, as I like to call it.
Footy. They have the World Cup draw today, which is going to be, is being watched by billions of people around the world.
And those people are also annoyed, just to let you know.
Oh, no.
This isn't just American annoyance.
No. This is not, in fact, probably more so them than us even, because we're used to, you know, all these drawn out, you know, whatever events in sports, whether it's the sky, whatever. But they were supposed to announce the World Cup draw. And if you're not a soccer fan, too bad. You know, more people are.
Well, you may not be a soccer fan. I imagine you're an America fan. And we're just trying to find out who are they going to play.
We are going on an hour and a half into this draw. And we've had some contrived awards. We've had Lauryn Hill actually showing up on time.
That's the most amazing thing about all this. Right? And I say this as an apolitical statement.
Yeah.
The only person who has kept to the time on the program was Donald J. Trump, a man who likes to talk.
Yeah.
That is amazing. That is amazing that's happened.
And they're having these music things. And they truly have not drawn a single team that we didn't know already was in. It was basically Canada, U.S., and Mexico.
And they're hosting. Yeah.
And by the way, the reason I hate FIFA is not just because of this, but because this is emblematic of what they are. Pompous. Arrogant, dirty. They truly did just put out when Qatar. They literally just went to all these countries and said, who's going to pay us the most? And you're getting
Stop describing
Cup.
College football. Okay, calm down.
Like, this is stupid, ridiculous. That was not my regularly scheduled, but I had to get off that off my chest.
You can still go for your regular one, too.
All right, let's go to the regular one. How's Amazon doing during the holidays? Pretty good so far, huh?
What do you mean? Like the
getting stuff out. You know, you're getting your things. Have you, I don't know if you've ordered any.
I haven't.
I've ordered a couple. It landed just as usual in a day or two, as they're wont to do. In the midst of the holiday season, Amazon is rolling out 30-minute deliveries.
Ain't no way.
Well, I've got questions. 30-minute deliveries. They're rolling them out in Seattle and Philadelphia right now, and they're going to expand it to other cities. So my questions include this. Outside of, like, medicine or something, why do you need something in 30 minutes? Like, you're ordering – I ordered fuel treatment the other day on Amazon. Got it a couple of days later. Cool, I'll use it. Why do you need something like that in 30 minutes? That's question number one. Question number two, have you seen traffic? Are you familiar – are you familiar with Houston traffic, LA traffic, hell, Philadelphia traffic? There's no way this is going to work, right?
I just feel bad for the drivers because I'm like, what kind of mule driving are they doing to get those? Like, we were like, hey, anything that you want off the internet on Domino's pizza timing. Yeah. What?
See, well, this isn't a pizza.
Yeah.
You're getting 30 minutes?
Are they rolling out the little drone things too? Because I've been seeing that
a lot. They
gotta
be. They gotta have the drones and the little the little robots that they roll around on the sidewalks and stuff. It's gotta be that.
How they just flying the drones around and then drop the groceries in your backyard and all that stuff?
It's called Amazon Now. And even Prime members have to pay an extra $3.99.
Okay.
If you're not Prime, it's an extra $13.99.
Gross.
Wow. Amazon deliveries in 30 minutes?
They are cleaning up, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody said, I want my bleep now, okay? $14 for the. Hey, but you know what? Sometimes I imagine they're expecting people to make that calculus of, is this worth it in this moment? And there's going to be instances where the answer is yes.
Yeah.
It's my money and I need it now.
Okay, 713 is confirming, because I did not do the appropriate reading, that the 30-minute deliveries are drone only.
Oh, okay.
Okay. That makes sense.
I don't know. Still, I don't know.
You got to subscribe to it so you can see it.
When they get here, I'll do one. I'll do one, see
excellent.
How long it takes.
Yeah. That's what In the Loop is here for, trying things that you don't want to try for yourself. At least that's John Lopez's job.
Yeah.
John, it's kind of interesting that you were just having a moment earlier this week talking about how you missed the movies.
Yeah, as events.
And you're going to miss it even more, because I think the big news in, like, entertainment is going to spell the end or, like, a real steep decline from where we already are in theater releases and stuff. In fact, they've said as much, because Warner Brothers Discovery, obviously a huge, you know, media company, because it's a whole bunch of different levels of it, was bought by Netflix, or at least it was confirmed that that would happen. And Netflix has already said that they're going to shorten theater releases, obviously, so it can get to streaming, which, cool to get to streaming. However, movie theaters are going to die, aren't they? Because this is what they're telling us. And we know companies will tell us stuff and then do more stuff later.
You're talking about the Warner Brothers and Netflix $82 billion, right? Wasn't it an $82 billion?
Netflix won the bid. for Warner Brothers Entertainment or whatever.
And you're saying it's going to kill?
I think we're headed towards at least movie theaters being like a done deal. Because Netflix's incentive, I think, is to take all that property and throw it up on the platform, man.
Now, see, that's why I wanted to talk to you guys about this, because both of you are a lot more plugged into this stuff than I am. I just enjoy content. I don't really know the business of it, especially you, Reggie.
Well, I don't want to purport myself as some level of expert, because I'm not that.
I did see that as part of the deal, and maybe this is just lip service,
where
they're still going to release to theaters.
They are.
Yeah.
For now.
That's what I'm wondering.
Just like Red Zone. Red Zone is only going to have 1 minute ads.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like, it's hard for me, because with them getting the rights to Warner Brothers, they also had the rights to Harry Potter.
Oh, and all kinds
stuff
of,
like that. So it's hard for me to believe that they ain't thinking about putting a new Harry Potter series or movie or something like that.
Series, I can understand. Movie, I want to see it released to a theater.
Well, I mean, I think there's a lot of people, because I think the period of time that we've had over the last like 5 years has made people like, I'm actually not too bad with the big TV that I have in my house, just getting the movie straight there. The question I have is, you'll have it on Netflix. How much do you think you're going to pay
for the entirety of
the Warner Brothers catalog and Netflix? Brother, they're going to be taxed. It's just, it is the new cable at this point, ain't it? You're going to be paying cable prices for Netflix.
Yeah, and then not to mention, I think part of that deal was HBO Max.
Yes.
And so I'm not sure how that's going to go, if HBO Max, the actual app, is going to go away or if that's going to go up. And I have no idea, man. This is a mess.
It's a mess, and that's why I'm glad you brought this up as your confession, because I'd like some more clarity. I mean, none of us are going to know until, you know, it starts to happen, but I'm curious on it.
I am terrified for the movie industry, and I just hope they don't do nothing stupid to The Wire, because I don't know how they could, but now it's under Netflix's purview.
You're worried.
Do it right.
Yeah.
I'm going to show up somewhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So I've been talking about this stray dog who I haven't seen in the last day.
They came and got him?
I have no idea. I don't know if he's just off somewhere else and probably be back later this afternoon. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I got to confess, man, I'm kind of tired of people that see this dog and hear me talk about this dog and say, oh, you should keep him. Like, why would I? No, I don't want to keep a dog, man. It seems like everybody, every time they see this dog, he's like, oh, why don't you feed him and give him some water? And Like, no, I'm not doing that. I don't understand why that's for everybody's thought, especially when you hear how irritated I am and how much, you know, I don't want to say he's not causing a lot of issues, mm-hmm. but nah, man, it's a stray dog or either somebody's lost dog. I'm not taking care. And it's a big ass dog. It's a I forgot the name of it. Like a great
Pyrenees.
Pyrenees. Yeah. That's the type of dog it is.
And some people are just not two dog families.
Look, I got one dog, and mm-hmm. that's enough.
Yeah.
I can't have no great Pyrenees walking around my house, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nah, I'm good. And they need a lot of room and all that. So yeah. I don't understand how people, when they see me kind of being irritated about it.
No, I'm with you.
And they say, oh, you should keep it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no, why don't you pick
it
up?
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah, why don't you come over here and pick it up?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah.
If it's that big of a deal, you come get it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't nobody want to come get it, but they trying to force it on me. Like, no, I'm not feeling bad.
No, I'm with you, man. I'm with you. So I saw this seconds before you showed it to me, and we're going to get to the college – football theme of the week here at some point today.
Well, here soon
next.
Yeah.
So Matt Campbell all of a sudden seems to be closing in on a deal with Penn State.
Correct.
My confession. Stay tuned.
Oh,
stay tuned. I don't know anything. Penn State is just screwing everything up right now.
Oh, you don't think this is
they had the BYU coach.
Well, no, they didn't. Big Cookie came in.
Yeah. Crumble Cookies came in and said, eat on these crumbs. I mean, you know, because I'm not so sure that it is a done deal that Matt Campbell from Iowa State, by the way, very big, popular guy in the NRG building, is going to end up being the Penn State coach. Penn State also, by the way, ranked 150th in the recruiting rankings yesterday. That's not good.
To me, this is like the perfect example of, hey, we know it's not going well, but you probably shouldn't have fired your coach.
Grass ain't always greener, is what you're saying.
Yeah. Because
be
if you
what you wish for.
Yeah, because if you're gonna fire the coach, you got to have somebody in place
mm-hmm.
that you know is confident that will take this job type of deal.
And they generally do.
I think the question for Penn State though is, or with Matt Campbell in particular, how much does Iowa State have as a program to invest in the money of it? Because I imagine that Penn State is going to look at this as we are committing a lot more money to investing in the payment of players than Iowa State would. And does that change the recruiting profile that Matt Campbell has on top of his clear development profile that he has to raise the elevation of the players that he brings in?
I always say that, and you're right, but I also always say this. Pick a college, pick a university. They got a billionaire or two lying around.
But there's levels to this, man.
They got a billionaire too. Every school does.
There's
levels
to this billion stuff.
Did you think BYU was going to come in with Crumble Cookies? I didn't even know that dude.
Yeah, and I didn't realize it until I read. Of course, I'm the dork that has a college football newsletter. Yeah. Matt Brown of Extra Points. It's a fantastic newsletter in the business of college football. He made it very clear. The Church of Latter-day Saints, right? Otherwise known as Mormons. They don't really do all these other vices, right? Drinking, mm-hmm. gambling, all that stuff.
They do football.
When they do their vices, it's junk food. So them crumble cookies go hard in Utah, apparently. And so
That's them living on the wild side.
Had not considered it. Right?
All the sugar.
When they feel like being real bad, they like, I'm about to go give me a real crazy chocolate chip, baby. And so apparently that's the money over there.
We're going wild tonight,
They slanging cookies over there.
We're going wild
tonight. So our College Station, depending on the price of oil, we can make some things shake at Texas A&M. Out there in Utah, they like how the cookie market looking. We might be able to keep the coach, get us some players.
I think Iowa State. I don't know if I'd count them out just yet.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Those are your lunchtime confessions coming up next. We started talking college football. Why not continue? Let's get to our college football headline for the weekend. It's championship weekend coming up. What does John Lopez have for you in store? We'll find out next. We're about to get into our college football. Preview presented by Wrangler to get you ready for championship weekend. But the college football of the world, soccer,
mm-hmm.
The FIFA World Cup draws finally actually happening.
Yeah.
And we have one team in the USA's group D, mind you, where the United States of America, the Yanks, will be facing off at some point or another against the Socceroos, Australia, which is probably the best that you could get. If you're not familiar, they set it up in pots.
Like, so it's like seeding.
Yeah, so each team gets, like, you know, you have your one line, your two line, your three line, your four line is basically the way that I'll set it up in this instance. And USA is part of the one line. And honestly, they're probably not a one line type nation right now.
No.
So the idea that they got Australia, which is probably a lower two seed in this in a way of saying, is a really good thing early on. We'll keep you up to date with what's happening there. But John Lopez, forget the world's college football. Let's talk about America's college football right now. I would like our college football headline of the week, Mr. Headline Writer, presented by Wrangler.
That headline of the week is, don't step in it Saturday.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Don't step in it, and there are a number of reasons why this is going to be an issue. Whether your team's season is over or not.
Well, some team's season is over, but also isn't. Did you see Vanderbilt? Did you see Vandy? Apparently, Clark Lee was out here like, hey, boys, have your bags packed in case we get somebody who wants to play us so we can impress the college football playoffs. And at which point I had to think, it can't be that bad, can it?
Yeah, that's where they are right now. A lot of these conference championship games, if one team or the other steps in it, is going to change the entire complexion of what the college football playoff looks like. Let's start with the Big 12 championship, BYU versus Texas Tech. That's
you're not even going to start. You're not start tonight.
Oh, there is one tonight. Is that Tulane and
Tulane and North Texas? The American,
that's a big one.
Is going to be actually another one that's also pretty big is Kennesaw State Jackson. Or sorry, James Madison Troy. James Madison should get their job done, but if you tie this in with the ACC the ACC championship game, James Madison has an opportunity to sneak into the college football playoff because again, it's the highest rate rated conference champion.
Yeah.
And you have the possibility of getting, some other ones in here as well.
So the winner, North Texas Tulane, gets in. James Madison, they're both ranked ahead of James Madison, I believe, in this.
They are. Tulane is 20, North Texas is 24th.
But there is a scenario in which James Madison gets in depending on what happens in some other games.
Right, because and we'll talk about those as we move.
Yeah. But BYU Texas Tech, for BYU, they're screaming from the highest mountain, like Steve Sarkisian. We're 11-1. We're 11-1, and we deserve to be in. The only way they get in is by beating Texas Tech.
And you know what? I feel like there's been apologies given. I think Sean gave an apology, but for a very particular way.
Mm-hmm.
I have an apology to give as well, and simply to the Red Raiders. Haven't talked enough about you recently, and it's because you've been handling business, and the Big 12 has been yours for a little bit here. But now that we're talking about the college football stage, they've got a shot here. They've got a really good shot here in a way that the conversations have not necessarily belied.
Yeah.
They got the quarterback plays well.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about it all season long. The money bought them some dudes in the trenches.
Yeah.
They have an opportunity to really position themselves with a bye in the first round.
Right.
To go and win a national championship.
They absolutely do. And also this, the Big 12 championship is at AT&T Stadium.
It is.
It's going to be all Texas Tech fans, or you know what I mean, largely Texas Tech fans.
It's going to be a lot. BYU travels, though.
Yeah, but come on.
I just wanted to make it clear. Yeah. Like, BYU, I think some people, because we were just talking about the Mormons in another circumstance, like, oh, man, what do they do? They travel very well.
And they'll be outnumbered probably 80%.
Pretty likely.
85%.
I don't know. It might not be 85, but I can see it being 60-40 for sure.
But here's my bigger point. AT&T Stadium for the Big 12 Championship, which would mean that they would get a bye because they'll be a top four seed. And probably the Cotton Bowl, which means also
right back
to Dallas. So they've got a path, man. Texas Tech has a path. BYU is playing for a lot of different teams like Notre Dame.
Sure.
Teams like...
Because Texas Tech's not falling out of this thing.
No way. So that is don't step in it if you're Texas Tech. Don't step in it. Well, you can say both of these teams. Georgia or... Somebody's going to step in it. Georgia or Alabama. Georgia, I think they're good, so that's why I was hesitating no matter what with a loss. If Alabama gets blown out or double-digit, loss here... they're going to have to sweat it out. They're going to have to sweat it out here, and who knows, what teams. There's a disaster scenario for Alabama. Obviously, if they lose and BYU wins, BYU is in no matter what. So Alabama's another one.
That would be a team that could possibly, or at least at the moment, is ranked lower than that could jump them and get in. Obviously, there's quite the possibility of a conference champion or two upsetting the order of the natural rankings, so to say.
But yeah.
They're currently number 9. We're talking about this in the context of if they slide in the rankings. How do you like the idea of the rankings being possibly sliding based off of conference championships?
I'm glad you said that. Traditionally, a conference championship loss in one of the big conferences like SEC, et cetera, has not affected too much, or it's less affected their seeding because it's an extra game, a championship game, et cetera.
Yeah, and you're supposed to value conference champions exactly. Or being able to play for it, like being that good in your conference.
But I could see it being more this year. It affects, you know, losing that game might affect you more this year. Just my opinion, simply because there are so many teams on the periphery, you know, that have strong resumes, that it might matter. Here's another interesting one: undefeated Indiana, undefeated Ohio State, huge, huge, huge Big Ten championship. They're both in. Here's my question: are they both safe with a first round bye? If Ohio State loses, I think they're going to get a first round bye. I'm not so sure if Indiana loses
because people feel like they ain't played nobody.
Right. Right.
In my mind, and maybe I'm just so set on Indiana and who they are, mm-hmm. I think they should still get a first round bye. They look to be a very good team. I know you can maybe say, oh, who have they played? They've beaten down
they're
supposed to. Yeah. Like qualitatively, they've done it. But I also don't know, especially with this college football playoff committee, because God knows mm-hmm. how to get into their heads, if they will have that same value. I mean, Indiana has said it too, so mm-hmm. I would imagine so. That they would keep them as a first round bye. But that's kind of interesting. I had not thought about that. I imagine also how they show up in this game probably makes a big difference.
Another don't step in it. Virginia. Virginia's having a heck of a year, 10-2 after I think they had a losing record or around 500 last year. So they're doing great. But if they step in it, 7-5 Duke gets into the college football playoff.
I'm of two minds here.
You kind of want to see the bedlam?
There's chaos within me that wants to see it unearthed because, you know, I don't like the system anyways. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want to see it pulled and pushed to the max and see how it works. Like, I want to see it break. But at the same time, come on. 5-loss Duke? And I don't think Duke gets in if they win this this AACC championship. And I think also it'll lead to a lot of bitching and moaning from the ACC likes anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But come on, I really don't want to see. I don't want to see ACC like a 5-win ACC champion. But at the same time,
you kind of do.
I am deeply curious. I am the curious child that gets a radio and is like, I want to see how this works. Yeah. Let me pull out my screwdriver. I think that this is kind of. I want to see how this works.
And by the way, this game does affect also more than likely Texas A&M. They would probably face Virginia. If Virginia wins, but I don't know if they'd face Duke if Duke wins.
No, I don't think Duke gets in if Duke wins.
I
think that you end up in a place where you're talking about the American champion and maybe even another lower champion sliding in. I think you might have James Madison sliding in. I think you could easily end up with the ACC not represented in the college football playoff, which is kind of
officiating is going to be real good in this game, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. A great point. Like the ACC, if you talk about conspiracy theories,
I can't wait to watch the officiating.
What motivation would they have to not just put their thumb on the scale to make sure Virginia gets in there so they can have representation and get? Remember, money comes like the share
huge.
Of money happens it's based huge. On getting people into this.
Yes. And by the way, side note: the United States draw has added another. There's 4 teams in each group. Just if you're interested, Group D now is. Boy, things are falling well for the USA soccer team. Their first seed in there, or the first team, they drew Australia. Not real scary. Their next draw was Paraguay. So, again, they're a pretty good spot there. But I got one more.
Paraguay is
they're okay.
39th. Yeah, but, I think this is still beyond the lower side of the pot.
They have a good draw. The U.S.
Maybe the president winning the first FIFA Peace Prize has
on the scale.
Maybe it's earned the men's team a little bit of an easier pot. I'm not saying. I'm just pondering, thinking out loud.
I do have one more item here for Don't Step in It Saturday, and it has nothing to do with the games that are being played. It has to do with the pregame show. Shout out to Jimmy Sexton. Shout out to the man that runs college football, although ESPN, Reese Davis was the latest, by the way. Oh, it's a preposterous. To say that he got one Lane Kiffin on College Game Day for the pregame show there. So he's going to be interviewed. Lane Kiffin.
Shout out to Lane for finally making it to the SEC championship game.
Look at you. Lane Kiffin represented by Jimmy Sexton. He's going to be interviewed by Kirk Herbstreit, represented by Jimmy Sexton. Nick Saban, represented by Jimmy Sexton. Pat McAfee, represented by Jimmy Sexton. Rhys Davis, represented by Jimmy Sexton. Desmond Howard, represented by Jimmy Sexton. So that's going to be a real, you know, hard hitting.
So the Jimmy Sexton
in
show.
In depth.
Does Jimmy Sexton represent radio hosts in a.
I know, we need some of
top,
that.
Top six markets? Yeah, I don't know.
We need some of that happening. So I was just like, come on, man. It's just the car wash.
That's right.
It's just a car wash.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, but that's the name of the game now, man. There's so much pandering, there's so much positioning. And that's why I call. Like soccer, college football, like they're kindred spirits. Mm-hmm. The shenanigans that we're seeing in soccer, the shenanigans that we see in college football, similar type of stuff. Crazy fans, institutional lack of control, all sorts of madness, and also incredibly funny and crazy storylines to watch. So, but this weekend is going to be a fun one. Who steps in it, who doesn't? That's going to be the fun thing to watch this weekend in college football. Starting tonight, in fact, there's some really important games.
I've forgotten about that. I'm glad you said that.
You can't, like, I know for some people, you might want to go to a sports bar so you can watch the college football and the Rockets at the same time. It's going to be a lot of fun tonight in sports. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's gear up for it. We're gearing up for Texans, Kansas City Chiefs, so let's do the thing. Texans win because, Texans lose because. What are the factors that will determine whether or not the Texans will exercise some demons in Kansas City and come out with the win? 713-572-4610. We do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.